And we are back, and we're going to do a little listening of the music of Pat Metheny, a couple words about Pat Metheny. He's one of the few musicians who's able to combine bluegrass music with country music, with swing music, with the avant-garde, with free jazz, and a little bit of rock and roll to boot. He was very heavily influenced by the music of Ornette Coleman and Keith Jarrett. In the 80s, he had a band that was pretty popular, and he was one of the first guitar players to make use of an instrument called a guitar synthesizer. He also made use of digital delay in such a way that made his guitar sound like maybe two or three guitar players playing at almost the exact same time the same thing, so there was a very thickness to the sound. Well, one of the albums that he made that was kind of a watermark was an album called Bright Size Life, which was a trio recording, which featured a young bass player by the name of Jaco Pastorius, whose name we keep hearing because he's one of my favorite bass players. So we want to listen to how this rhythm section is able to sound a little different with the addition of the electric bass. Bass players, when they play the string bass, there's only so fast you can play a string bass and have clarity when you're playing down low because the notes sound muddy. But because of the thinness of the strings on the electric bass, the shortness of the scale, you can play fast lines down low very quickly. So it gives an opportunity for, as a rhythm section player, for you to play very fast, intricate rhythmic lines that don't sound muddy. So what we're going to listen to is Bright Size Life. And then we're going to hear a medley of tunes, Road Trip, Round Trip, and Broadway Blues. Then we're going to take a break. Then we'll come back and finish out the hour. So this is the Pat Metheny Group from the album Bright Size Life.
Thank you. Thank you.